Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's Sacred Neural Notice of Disaster Review call on Thursday, the 5th of January.
We have consulates Lenny G,
Mike O'Connor, Paul Diaz. Sorry. Michaela Nolan, Ian Spladel. And from staff, we have Marika Konings.
Jerry Cobb.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is going down in the annals of conference call history as the
sorry, this hasn't happened before.
Introduction.
So from staff, we have Marika Konings, Jerry Cobb, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I can also just remind you all to please state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela. Hey, Marika, would you be willing to, like, shut down this call so we could let Gisela drop off and go to bed, recover from her cold?
Yes, I would have also happily covered the roll call.
Yeah. Gisela, this is an order from your chair. Drop off this call, take some cough medicine, and go to bed. Okay? Not speaking. She's on mute, so...
I think she already did. I think she already disconnected. I don't know if she did it on purpose or she directly took her order.
Poor Gisela. Boy, that is one sick puppy. Well, anyway, welcome all. Happy New Year. You can see the agenda is pretty short. We'll take our moment of silence for the statement of interest stuff. Anybody got any updates there that they want to share?
This is Marika. Not an update to my statement of interest, but I think we do still have a couple of outstanding statement of interest that needs to be completed or either updated. Remind people to please do so, and if they have questions about that, they can just Glenn or Gisland.
Thanks, Marika. Did everybody else notice, A, that Marika was really faint, and then question for the rest of you, am I equally faint on this call?
For me, you are fine. It's Pons late speaking. You are fine. It's clear to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mikey, you're 5x5. Marika's a little faint.
Yeah, Marika.
I'll speak a bit closer to the microphone.
Ooh,
is better?
That's very excellent.
That's a lot better.
Yes. That's way better.
Okay.
Okay. It's all good. Okay. We've had this poll out on the net for a while. I'd like to see if we could sort of very briefly wrap it up. If there are any questions, this is sort of the speak now or forever hold your peace moment. Is there anything that people want to see on this before we go public with it? Oh, I skipped an agenda item. I'll get back to that. Let's wrap up the poll first, and then I'll circle back to number two. I forgot about that one. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, on the poll, I was actually thinking whether it might be helpful to add a question 11 that would say something like, is there any other information that you think would be of use for the drafting team to consider? Just a kind of an open, common kind of box where people can, you know, write whatever they think might be helpful or maybe things that we haven't thought of asking.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Any objections to that?
No. I personally concur. That was the only comment because it would be... For me, Pons, like, it would be good to have a comment for people to have a box whereby they can make a comment if they wish. So I concur with Marika on that.
Good deal. I think it's unanimous. Ken's in with a big thumbs up. Oh, hi, Ken. You're on the call. Great. Just realized that. Kaylee's in. Good. James, Paul, super. All right. So anything else on the survey that we want to add? Michaeli, go ahead.
sorry. Question number 9. Could we please have a not applicable option?
So the question is, what is the mechanism you use to govern your resellers to prevent them from sending fake renewal notices? Ah, yes, good idea. Not applicable if you don't have resellers, for sure. That's a good catch. Any objections to that one? Let's use those little thumbs up deals again. Adobe Room. Going very nicely. Ken, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mikey, I hit the wrong button. Excuse me.
Oh, thumbs up. All right. No, that's fine. All good. All right, Matt. Also accepted by acclamation. Anything else? All right, then. Consider it done, and now we'll back up a notch in the agenda and take the outstanding items, agenda item. Marika, can I throw the ball to you on this one?
Yes, definitely. On the first one, the feedback from questions that you made to staff, I'm still working on those. As you might imagine, there are a lot of competing priorities currently going on, so I'm having there has been some delay in getting feedback on that, but I'm hopeful that I'll be able to get something to you in the next week or so. So hopefully that won't be too much of a problem. On the other item, I did get feedback from Claudio, and basically indicated with, in relation to the survey, that it's not public. It was commissioned for the internal policy development. He has sent out an inquiry to see if you know it would be possible to make it public, or if he can share further information, and if so, he will get back to me on that. So that was my update.
Any other thoughts on those two topics from the gang, or shall we move on to the process timing outreach?
Mikey?
Let's go ahead and do that. I'm sort of thinking that this topic has got James and Michele written all over it.
Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just think we need to be very realistic on any responses from Mike and staff for about the next 10 days. They're just buried. With
yeah.
Going on.
Well, and I think that we've got a fair amount of time here because the schedule is that we're going to probably spend about a month waiting for this survey to come back. And, you know, Marika, I would think that if you could get the responses back by the end of that sort of quiet period, we'd be fine. It's true that staff's going to be pretty busy these next few weeks. Probably for the rest of your lives, but that's a different story. Anyway, how about schedule, timing, et cetera? Can we still hold to that sort of early February date for getting these back, and now I'm really casting my eyes mostly to James and Michele. You think that's still doable?
I think, responsibly speaking, I think it's doable. If, but I think we should just move it back by slightly a week, not first week of February, like mid-second week of February from the 10th onwards.
The tricky bit is that we're up against a fairly tough deadline with the meeting in Costa Rica. So I'm going to turn the heat up just a little bit and go through the queue here and see where we wind up. But if we could hold that schedule, I think it would be useful. If we slip much, we start colliding with things. James, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just say that we'll do the best we can. But we're contending as well with a lot of high-profile and high-urgency issues that are also coming to a head around the time that we leave for Costa Rica. So
yeah.
We'll do our best. But, you know, I think everybody was aware we came out with, was it Dakar, with some pretty specific action items to be done before Costa Rica. And I think that people are scrambling to get those done.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think that part of the message that you might want to send out with this poll to the registrars is, you know, do this one as, with sort of a time budget of no more than a half an hour total.
Yeah.
We struggled pretty hard to make this survey one that's quick, and if it turns out to be taking more than that, just let us know, but don't bend yourselves all out of shape, because this is really just a determination as to whether there is enough of an issue there to pursue it. And if you can wrap up the introductory message with that. I think that would be helpful. Kaylee, go ahead.
I mean, I understand where James is coming from, but I mean, I'd agree with you. It's a very, it's not a particularly long survey. It shouldn't take much longer than a few minutes for people to answer it. And the other thing as well is it's more of a kind of thing that, you know, your customer service staff are going to probably be aware of than policy people.
Yeah.
So I think in some respects, the policy people were the people who might be sending the completed thing back or whatever. But I don't think we're the ones who are going to be actually at the coal face in terms of gathering the data. So I mean, I'd be in favour of pushing this for, you know, whatever deadline you suggested, Mikey.
Yeah, the deadline I was shooting for was sort of 6th of February kind of time zone. That would give us a couple, 3 weeks to analyze the stuff, and then a couple of weeks to get something out that would still, you know, hit the deadline for Costa Rica. And there's a little flex in there because we can crush our own analysis time a bit, but I think if we set out that deadline and then try to hold to it, we'd be better off. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I've got to agree with James. There's so much bandwidth being occupied by some of these issues, especially the RAA. I think it would be a good idea if we can get, if Tim is still coordinating for the registrars with ICANN, if maybe we do, you put together a little plan where maybe this thing gets introduced in about a week or so later, somebody follows up, and then about a week later, somebody follows up. I would also strongly suggest you move the deadline up so you have some wiggle room. I would suggest February 1st, with the idea being, as I used to use my teenage son's deadlines, I'd always tell him it was a half an hour earlier than it really was. But this way, we have a little bit of a wiggle room to make our deadline. And it's more a matter of somebody taking a relatively short period of time to do this, but it's getting their attention. That's going to be the issue. Just food for thought.
Yeah, I think that's right. James, McKaylee, do you? I'm sort of feeling like you guys get to carry the ball on this.
We'll take it. We'll run with it. We'll get a February 1 deadline on it, and we'll see what we get back.
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. I mean, this really, I'm hoping, is pretty light so that we don't contend with...
Like you said, Mikey, it's light. It's just a matter of getting their attention.
Yeah. No, I get that. But when James
and
Kaylee speak, people listen, you know?
Kind of what's the opposite of what you just said, yes.
Okay. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, it is Marika, because I basically after this call, I'll update the survey and then finalize it, so then I can send the, you know, the final link to James and Michaela to make sure that you have that, because the link that is now on the agenda is basically just a draft and no responses can be recorded. So just hold off until sending your email till I've given you the final link.
Yep, just label it live link so that we know that that's the one that's for real. Okay.
That'd be great. Cool. Okay. Rika's got a additional agenda item. Maybe just rolls into this process. Oh no, I guess we're done with that. Next steps and next meeting. And Rika, if you want to sort of bring up your point about Costa Rica, let's just wrap all this together and then we can close it up.
Right. So this is Marika. So one question we have for the group is we've been requested by our meeting staff to provide them with requests for meetings that need to be scheduled in Costa Rica. So my question to the group would be, I'm assuming that, you know, one of the meetings you might want to have is an update to the GNSO Council. They typically meet on the weekend with the different working groups that are in progress that then provide a little update of where things are. And, you know, maybe at that time, you know, the group might have already, you know, have their report ready, and it might not be just an update, but as well a presentation of a report or results or recommendations or whatever form it's going to take. But alternatively, you might also want to consider reserving some time and space for an actual drafting team meeting in case further work needs to be done. It's no problem to cancel such a meeting at a later date. It's harder to get such a meeting on the schedule if it hasn't been foreseen. So that would be my question. Would you like me to request some time and space on a certain date, or you don't see a need at this point in time to do that?
I'm going to preempt McKaylee, and now I am going to buy into the bandwidth argument. I think there's so much going on in Costa Rica that we should probably just take it easy. I think that what we'll have is a recommendation that we can present during the Saturday meeting, and you know, I think it'll be sort of an up or down kind of recommendation. If it's a go, then the council's going to have to fiddle with what to do next. If it's a nothing here to worry about, then it's really not a requirement. So I would tend to say that this particular one probably doesn't need a meeting. And McKaylee, you want to chime in on that at all? I see your hand went down, so there's no pressure. No pressure, McKaylee.
It's okay, Mikey. I'll succumb to your whatever the word I'm looking for is.
Did McKaylee just get super faint as well? I'm feeling like...
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Translate speaking, yeah.
McKaylee, your phone just died.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
That's much better.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm dialed in over a VoIP connection to the office, and from the office into what's probably a VoIP system, so the line might not be wonderful.
Anyway, good now. Okay, so I think we'll skip that one. I think the next steps are pretty much in James and Kaylee's report. We'll shoot to that February 1 deadline. I think what we will do, unless anybody just howls with protest, is we'll halt the meetings until the week of that February 1st deadline. Every, you know, the bandwidth issue does loom large for everybody, and I think until we've got some scoop back on the survey, there's really not a whole lot that we need to do. And that'll take a little of the pressure off you, Marika, as well. I don't think that we need answers to those questions real soon. And then we'll pick the meetings up right around the time that the surveys come back. And then on the current scheme of things, would be that we would get the surveys back around the 1st of February. We'd get our analysis done about 2 or 3 weeks later. Put together a little report over a couple of subsequent weeks, shooting for sort of early March for a memo back to the council. We're all sitting in the status report. That's where I'm reading them from. And unless something changes, I think that's sort of the approach. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. So can I just confirm, because the 1st of February is a Wednesday, do you want to have then the next meeting the 2nd of February, the Thursday, the day after, to have a first look at the results?
Yeah, that'd be great. That sounds
okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, I think that does it for this agenda. If there's anything that's on people's minds, I think we can wrap this one up. Offer James and McKaylee our best wishes and all kinds of hopes for great success in getting these back. And as Barry says, it'll be really interesting to see the results. Anything else on people's minds before we wrap this call up? Okay, then. Have a great afternoon, evening, whatever. And we'll see you in a few weeks. That's it for me.
Okay.
Thanks, Mikey.
I guess Marika's going to shut
Mikey.
Off
thanks,
the recording.